Topic 3. Kwanzaa. Listen and answer question number 1. Class, remember last week when we spoke about the Festival of the Sun in Thailand? Well, today we are going to move to the other side of the world, from Asia to the United States. Let me change that. Although this holiday was established in the United States of America, this holiday is celebrated by 18 million people worldwide. It is the holiday of Kwanzaa. If you think this word has an African sound to it, you are right. The holiday is a celebration of African Americans and all other people with roots in the African culture. You may ask yourselves, why haven't I ever heard of Kwanzaa? The holiday is a relatively new one. It was founded in 1966 by Dr. Mwalana Karenga. Unlike many cultural festivals around the world, Kwanzaa is not based on religion, though many people believe that it is because of its closeness to the Christmas period. Kwanzaa is a celebration of the first fruits of the harvest. In fact, it could be compared to Thanksgiving in the United States or Chuseok in Korea. The period of Kwanzaa is spread out over a week from the 26th of December until the 1st of January. The 7 days represent the 7 principles of Kwanzaa, which include the importance of family, making decisions which are in the best interests of everyone, working in harmony and cooperation, creativity, honoring traditions, and focusing on self-worth. The holiday is spent in the company of friends and family who gather around a table of decorations and good food. The kinara, which is a candlestick for 7 candles, representing the 7 principles, is an important element of the celebration. All other decorations have an African motif and usually include the colors red, green, and black. Gifts are also given during Kwanzaa, and generally these gifts have a creative or educational focus. If you would like to learn more about other festivals and holidays like Kwanzaa, I will be happy to refer you to some very good books. Next week, we will be discussing the Tomato Festival in Spain.